is Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 134 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 134. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you continuing coverage. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day with live team coverage from the rooftop, the grandstands, the infield, the backside, the paddock, and the streets around Louisville. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center overlooking historic Churchill Downs, here are Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
Mark your watches, fellas and ladies, because right at 10:09, as we were coming on for our broadcast, the sun actually peaked right over the clouds, right through the clouds of the infield at Churchill Downs, the world's most famous racing surface, and of course the home of the 134 Run for the Roses. Good morning, I'm Tony Cruz along with Paul Rogers, and we're going to be talking to all kinds of great folks that we have here. Paul, good morning to you. We had a great week last week, or this past week, on the backside of Churchill Downs.
It always is a great week. There's so much optimism, there's so much festiveness in the air, and everybody's excited and thrilled to be here. We've got a great day of racing as always. It's a tremendous stakes program that Churchill has put together.
Here are Ron and Mel with a Derby interview. Ron?
In charge of looking for some of the beautiful people, Nigel Barker with America's Next Top Model. Welcome to Louisville.
How are you?
All right. What is your criteria for picking the next top model?
You know, you're always looking for someone different, someone who's willing to step outside the box, the new face, people who learn and are willing to change with the times.
What do you think of Mel here?
She's a beautiful woman.
Short answer. Spoken like a man that knows he could get punched in Kentucky if he insults a Southern girl. But what do you think about the Southern women in general?
I'm married to a girl from Alabama, so there you go to them.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Nigel Barker, and this is Ron and Mel on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
We have Terry Miters, who is out and about amongst the people. Terry?
Rolling my way through the paddock area, and I can't ever pass anybody wearing one of my Green Bay Packers shirts. I love when I find another Packer fan. It's Tyler Holloway. Hey, Tyler.
How's it going?
You've loved the Pack your whole life?
Oh, absolutely.
And what city do you call home?
Lexington, Kentucky.
That's a fine place. They've got a racetrack there, don't they?
Yes, sir.
And what's it called?
Keeneland.
Keeneland. And how much money do you spend there?
Probably better not talk about that.
Okay. Do you spend more when you get to Churchill because it's Derby Day?
Absolutely.
That a good boy. We like when Lexington money comes over here to Louisville. So since you live in Lexington, I'm just going to make a guess here that your favorite college team is
UK.
And see, I got that right. I'm wearing a U of L hat, even though we both love Green Bay. Does our Green Bay love overcome our college difference?
I think so.
That's what I'm talking about too, Tyler. Now, Tyler, you're kind of caught in a pickle, aren't you?
Just a little bit.
You love your Packers, and they just drafted two guys from Louisville. Are you going to be able to handle that?
I think with some medication I can get through.
The Ron and Mel had a chance to talk to a man who had a filly in this last race, Bobby Flay.
Name a show on the Food Network. Chances are Bobby Flay's involved with it. So I have to ask you, do you have a pick for the Derby yet?
I do have a pick for the Derby. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. Visionaire.
Really?
And that's what everybody's saying to me, which I like, because
that means the odds will be great.
Exactly.
This is Bobby Flay, and this is Ron and Mel on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Let's visit with Cindy Sullivan and see who she's visiting with.
Hey, guys, every year I look for my favorite people. It's kind of like an annual party for many of us here at the Kentucky Derby. And Nancy from Chicago, I am happy to say, is back again. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm just fine. And Nancy is a standout at the Kentucky Derby because she always looks so beautiful. You scour all those stores in Chicago. Tell me about your outfit this year, Nancy.
This outfit this year, Nordstrom's again. I went looking ahead of time, went with the little old-fashioned look with the net. I hope I did it this year. You found me.
Honey, you look fabulous. Now, Nancy, I have to tell you, I'm going to brag a little bit. My suit is vintage designer, 25 years old. It's been in my closet all this time.
Very lovely. Very lovely. Lovely, lovely. The hat, everything. You're gorgeous. Hair long, curls on. I should interview her.
And then I guess I want to ask you one more thing. I couldn't help but notice when I was out here yesterday for the Oaks. Nobody wear stockings anymore.
No.
What do you think?
No. No stockings.
This is Cindy Sullivan for your official Derby Station 84 WHAS.
All right, Cindy, thank you. Apparently she doesn't see what Paul Rogers is wearing because he's wearing stockings every Derby. I mean, it's just a tradition with Mr. Rogers.
Not funny.
Let's talk to Lachlan McLean. He is backside here at Churchill Downs.
I do have to pass along. I thought the funniest comment that I've heard of backside today from Charles Gasway with Wave, we were talking about the post-draw and how, you know, it's not always the most compelling television. And our new theory is you get 20 beautiful models, and they all have a post position in a suitcase, and you bring in Howie Mandel, and it's
like
post
it.
Or no post.
Work
we,
it.
We
Work
can
it.
Get an audience for this. Let's make some change.
No, you really could.
You really good. So anyway, so no, don't say we don't bring creativity to the table here from the backside.
Right now, let's see what's going on with Denton Randall. He's out and about with the people. Denton?
All right, Denton Randall here in the paddock with a man wearing an interesting hat. I've lived in apartments smaller than that hat. What's your name?
William Hodge.
William, describe this hat to us.
It started out about 6 years ago, and I was going through this little building, and they had it for sale, and I was like, man, I gotta have that. I've always wanted one.
Okay. And then it's a black top hat.
It's a black top hat. It's a Mad Hatter. It's an original Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
And so when I first got it was like my friends cracked on me all the time, but as the years go on, they all want it. So yeah, I love the hat.
And you know where the term Mad Hatter came from? You know where that arises from?
If I'm not mistaken, Alice in Wonderland.
Well, there's actually a reason for a Mad Hatter. It used to be the guys who made hats, they're made from animal pelts, right?
Yes.
And they use mercury to separate the fur from the pelt.
So I'm going
to
go insane?
No, but the guys who made the hats did. Although, from the looks of it, you may have already gone insane today at the Kentucky Derby 134. Hey, thanks for sharing part of your Derby
thank
with
you,
us.
Thank you.
Denton Randall on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
More Mint Juleps, Denton. That's what those guys see. Guys.
Calm them down a little bit.
Yeah, it might do just the trick. At least if it sucked out about five or six of them, that's for sure.
Forest Attack wearing him down, makes it tight. First Defense, Forest Attack, First Defense ahead. Forest Attack couldn't go by, ran second. But Gary in third, then 40 grams and 122 and one.
Let's go to Dick Gabriel with a little post-race feedback from that last one. Who'd you talk to, Dick?
I talked to the winner, Javier Castellano, the rider of First Defense. Javier, that was a heck of a stretch run. Tell me about that last quarter mile.
Well, he's a great horse. He's a really nice horse. You don't want to see the other horse. He go by to him. He's a fighting horse. He's got good heart. He doesn't run for a little while. He used to get tired a little bit because of the pressure, you know. But he's a fighting horse. He keep fighting all the way to the end.
Let's see what Denton Randall's got going on once again. Denton?
Denton Randall on 84 WHAS talking to a man wearing a beer box on his head. Sir, could first off tell us your name.
My name is Michael.
Michael, describe this hat for us if you could.
It's made out of Schlitz and Miller High Life Light beer boxes.
I noticed that you were very careful to be very specific with the brand names. Is there a difference in the boxes when it comes to hat construction?
Well, they're both old school, and Kentucky Derby is, you know, has a lot of history to it, so therefore you got to go with old school beer.
Well, you know, you're a young man, but I can tell you that all of America indeed appreciates your respect for cultural traditions. Let me go on and say that it's decorated with actual beer cans and roses, so you are carrying through with the alcoholism and the Derby Festival.
Absolutely, and actually it had a horse on it yesterday. We won a race, big race, but my buddy Paul Saunders, that's with an AUNDERS, he lost the ticket, therefore we did not cash in on that race.
Oh, yeah? Well, you want to, should we look around for it? Maybe we can come up with it?
We're working on that right now. We hired attorneys.
And the value of that lost ticket?
Oh, about $450.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have our first loser of the weekend. The guy who lost the ticket. That would be Saunders with the UNN. Okay. All right. Thanks very much for visiting with us. Better luck today. Denton Randall on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Tremendous people that we're finding out here, including our tremendous 9 to noon lady. Her name is Francine. She joins us now. Francine, good morning.
Horse racing may be the sport of kings, but it's not too bad for little princesses either. I'm here with Samantha and her mom, Sharon. Samantha, how old are you?
9.
And this is your what derby?
4.
And you're wearing such a pretty headpiece. You got the whole headband with some flowers in your sundress. You're just like a veteran. What do you like about horse racing, sweetie?
The horses.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Okay. Now, do you ride horses at all?
Yes.
Where? And what do you do? English or Western? Or
I ride English.
ever think maybe a jockey is the way to go for you?
I think I'll be too big.
Yeah, because you're pretty tall already, even for nine. So do you have a favorite in the Derby?
Visionaire.
You like Visionaire. Okay, well, what about the girl horse? What about Eight Bells? No?
I think she has a good chance.
The call to the post, and 20 horses will come out the tunnel now onto the track here at Churchill Downs, and that, of course, will trigger one of the grand ceremonies in American sport, the singing of My Old Kentucky Home.
In the Kentucky Derby, and Big Brown bounded right out of the gate from the outside, but plenty of speed to go with him. Recapture the Glory comes along. Bob Blackjack is up close in the group, and Bob Blackjack comes up and he'll get the lead first off, with Big Brown extremely outside, really tightly bunched.
And there goes Big Brown! Big Brown in the far outside! He's catapulting past horses, one by one now. He was fifth just a moment ago, and now he's second as they come toward the top of the stretch. Tale of Akahi is also right there, and then Colonel John comes on the scene late as the field turns for home at the top of the stretch, and it is Big Brown who rolls open now to a three-length lead. Eight Bells is second, Recapture the Glory is third, Tale of Akahi is fourth, and the final furlong of the Kentucky Derby, and it's going to be Big Brown!